My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Am I allowed to ask for wine? I don't even drink wine. I just like free things.
Let's go.
No, you can't do that. Yeah. Can't ask. I can't do that. I can't accept
it. Unless
that.
You're asking for it.
Well, I'm asking for it. A meeting after the show. That's what I'm asking for. If you want to do that, if you want to leave those messages, I need you to get the free Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. Get the coming in hotline. Okay, hold on. Get the coming in hotline. I'll tell you how I get the coming in hotline. You follow the 92.3 The Fan. You click on it, and then it's got the Listen Live button, and it also has a microphone next to it. And you click on the microphone. Do we have my recording earlier? And I mean, you can. I'll do it. We'll do it live in real time. You ready? I'll write it. We'll do it live. This thing doesn't suck. Here we go. Ready? Three. Record, it says, you click on the button, it says recording in 3, 2, 1. And then you say, Mike McCarthy looks like a bowl of mashed potatoes. And you send, you hit pause, you hit end, and then you hit send, and then it's like, submit your information. And then it's going to say, Ken in Cleveland. And so it's going to go over to Owen.
Kenneth.
2, 1. And then you say, Mike McCarthy looks like a bowl of mashed potatoes. There you go.
It's that quick. We it's have access quick. To it that quick. So keep that in mind during the game on Sunday especially.
Yep. I want you to do that. I want you to enjoy it. Also, we have it's not worth hitting the bed for. We do have some breaking news here. I saw this about 28 minutes ago when we were talking to Nathan. Brandon Marcello, I think it's Marcello. I've had him on the CBS or the Infinity show before. National College Football reporter for CBS Sports and 24/7 Sports. Connor Stallions. Now the acting head coach at Detroit Mumford High School after their head coach suffered a mild stroke. Dennis Dodd reporting on that first. So Connor Stallions, from the penthouse to the outhouse, back to the middle class house.
So many people who watched that documentary Mid-floor. On Netflix said you will end up feeling bad for Connor Stallions.
I felt bad. Lloyd was nasty. Called him arrogant, smug.
Well, there's different ways to feel bad for someone.
Well, I felt that,
it seemed like because, and again, I haven't watched a documentary and I'm not sure I can stomach it. Maybe there will come a time.
It's going to be bad for you.
Yeah,
it's great.
Maybe at the end of the football season.
You got to see Brohio. He's amazing. It's like those old, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to be ran down, but it's like all those drug cartel documentaries and people show up and they're in like masks and sunglasses. That's how seriously the guy takes it.
What, this is just an Ohio State fan?
Yeah, the person
fan.
Who exposed
just an Ohio State
the person
fan.
Who exposed
it's Bro-Hio.
Him. Yeah, it's Bro-Hio. Okay. His name's Bro-Hio. Nick Swisher.
I'm curious because, I mean, the only thing that mattered to this dude ever was doing whatever he could to help out Michigan,
mm-hmm.
that university, to get entrenched into Michigan and someday work for them.
You have to watch
it. And now
it.
He's on the outs. Now he can't work for them.
You have to watch it. I feel bad saying this. The Steve McNair one that just came out, It's basically a waste of time.
It was a clunker.
It was a, oh, you watched it? Yeah, okay, yeah, it's basically a complete waste of time. I don't think it does any service to, it's a tragic story, but it doesn't do any service to any of the parties involved. I think they probably just made a deal for it and then realized they don't have anything here, and they just, you got to fill the hour, so that's what they did. But the Connor Stallions one, Anthony, is incredible. The lengths that he was willing to go, where he is, without all this, he'd be one of the greatest, he'd probably be one of the biggest college football fans you'd ever meet in your life. If he'd have never done any sign stealing and never would have done anything, the commitment to be at Michigan is unlike anything I've ever seen. It's Rudy. It's basically Rudy.
Hey, listen.
Except he wants to be a coach, not a player.
Inspirational for you.
Well, now he's going to be a high school coach.
Yeah.
He
went to the Naval Academy. Lyman, he went to the Naval Academy just because he found out 15 of the top 20 coaches had military backgrounds.
Incredible. That is incredible.
That's insane.
So, you're going to make me end up having to watch it, but obviously we've got football and everything going on now. You know, they used to say SEC, it just means more. They just take it more seriously. Is that the case? Are things changing here?
Well, Wetzel made that joke. It's like, man, it's so much easier to just poison some trees.
Oh, I know,
but
I know.
It's like,
but the reason I say it, think about what's happened here. In the last year, you have Connor Stallions. They basically skirted every recruiting rule, anything you can imagine, the sign stealing, whatever it took to win a championship. Then Ohio State says, all right, we're going to up the ante. We're actually going to pay more than anybody else. We're going to make sure this never happens again. Then you have Oregon and USC say, you know what? We're just going to join the Big Ten. Like, I'd have to say that things have evened up here very quickly about how seriously the Big Ten takes college football.
Oh, yeah. You make jokes to me all you want about like Michigan, all that stuff. But I stated, this is professional sports now. These are NIL guys. Do what's necessary to win, because the NCAA is toothless. I don't know what they can really do to them. I really don't think they can even take the trophy away at this point. So you can have a quote-unquote vacating of wins. I don't care about any of that. And if Ohio State did any of the same stuff, I wouldn't care about that. And if they go out and they win a national championship and you could say, bought and paid for it, yeah, at least you got your money's worth.
Ask.
You paid the money, you got what you wanted. 216-474-0092. Speaking of getting your money's worth, how are we going to get our money's worth out of Deshaun Watson? Is getting to the playoffs enough, or am I setting too low a bar?
Boy,
so many people are mad at me saying I'm setting too low a bar, and I'm going, guys, I'm thinking long term here. I'm thinking multi-years. You think I'm setting too low a bar. Well, you said AFC championship game.
We're really arguing over one game or two games in the end, because that's the difference potentially between a six seed. We'll see how jumbled up the AFC North is, and winning the division, which gives you a home game and a real legit shot to make it to the AFC championship game. I am really interested to see. People are telling me close to the team, Nathan Zagura, Mary Kay, they're going to open it up. They are not worried about the little practice time, the very limited, you know, schedule, and the first teamers really haven't had that much work together. No live sessions at all for Deshaun Watson. So I thought they'd be very hesitant. I don't know if we were going to unveil the full offense. They're saying they will be unveiled. And Ken Dorsey is as confident as all get out that you're going to see this new offense this week.
Let me ask you this. What is the quote-unquote opening it up? Is it five wide every single time? I don't know if that's opening it up.
You said 10 personnel. Nathan said a bunch of 10 personnel with the four receivers.
Okay, well, when do they open it up? Do they open it up next week? Is that when they start to open it up? Because I just find it hard to believe, guys. Maybe on first down to throw some things off and to maybe maybe get something and see what their defense does. But I can't imagine they're going to go a whole game in 10 and just open it up, let it rip. Like, I think that David Njoku is going to have a bigger game, because it tells you. Your offensive, guys, the script is right there for you. Your offensive line has some struggles regardless. You have either James Hudson or Jack Conklin, who hasn't done the position since 2017 and is coming off a season-ending injury. You have either of those guys playing left tackle. You have one of the better pass rushes in all the NFL with DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons had 14 sacks last year, and I know Nathan said that DeMarcus Lawrence has been better in run support than he has in sacks either way. You got a guy with 14 sacks lining up across from you. This screams, if you're going to throw, and you should, if you're going to throw, get rid of the ball quickly. They have inexperience at the linebacker position. You have David Njoku. Give me a wide cross. Give me some things that can get me over the middle and get me going and take advantage of a couple of mismatches. If you have a linebacker in coverage against David Njoku, that should be a win for us. So I know that they can say four wide and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, but I got to look at who my matchup is. Maybe next week's four wide. I got to see. But when I have a rookie in the secondary, that's going to make things more interesting for people to want to do it. I get that. But when I see that inexperience at linebacker and I see that pass rush, I'm going, man, I don't want to sit there and be Mr. Conservative on running the offense, but I do want to play it a little closer to the vest and get rid of the ball
quicker. I'll tell you, you're going to get a motivated DeMarcus Lawrence after he came out this week and said he burnt through all his rookie money very quickly in the NFL. His father called him stupid for spending all the money. He said he burned all the way through it already.
You only live once. You can't take it with you, bud. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.